Studios, Minneapolis, St. Paul 830. This is WCCO.
The Los Angeles Coliseum, CBS, is on the air with the Super Bowl game. Brought to you by Plymouth Division of Chrysler Corporation, by Kent Cigarettes, by American Express Credit Card, and by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jack Dries, along with Tom Hedrick, speaking to you from the Coliseum of Los Angeles, where today football history will be made. For the first time in the history of American football, the champions of two rival professional leagues will meet for the ultimate championship, the world title of this game of professional football. CBS, in its quest to bring you the broadest and most incisive possible coverage, has selected me, covering the National Football League through the season, and Tom Hedrick, who likewise has been covering the doings of the American Football League through the season, to bring you all the details and all the excitement that this game promises to generate. And I'd like you to meet my partner now. Here is Tom Hedrick.
And thank you, Jack. And this ought to be a great football game. You know, a lot is made of the winning purse today, $15,000 per man. The losers get $7,500. But really, Jack, the thing the ball players want to do today is to win. Pride is the big motivating factor. They talk about the money, but in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers want to show they're the best in the American Football League, a league that was formulated 7 years ago by Lamar Hunt. They want to show they're on an even par. So actually, a lot has been made about the gate, but the big factor is pride. Both the Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers fighting for that. You know, we take a look at these two ball clubs. Through the years, the Green Bay Packers have won 12 and dropped 2. Their defense has been the thing that's made them a great football team. They got here on the strength of that great 34-27 win against Dallas 2 weeks ago. And Kansas City won the AFL title 2 weeks ago in Buffalo, 31-7. We'll bring more color and lineups in just one moment. And back here at the Super Bowl, Tom Hedrick along with Jack Dries on CBS Radio Sports. You know, this ballpark is a very interesting park. It's the Coliseum in Los Angeles. There will be 70,000 fans here to watch the ball game in person. Some people say, well, with a capacity of 93,000, why is it not filled? The basic reason is the fact they built that for the 1932 Olympics. And like the Chicago Soldier Field, this is not built primarily for football. There are approximately 29,000 tickets sold from end zone to end zone. You can really facilitate about 63,000 football fans. So when you draw 70,000, that's got to be considered to be a good crowd. The weather for the Super Bowl could not be better. The current temperature reading in Los Angeles, 72 degrees. The wind is blowing out of the west ever so slightly between 5 and 10 miles an hour. And the field is very fast and it looks well lined. Right now, the two bands are out there on the field, Grambling College to our left and the University of Arizona to our right. We talk about the Green Bay Packers. They've been established as a 13-point favorite, mainly because of their poise, their teamwork, experience, lack of any glaring weaknesses, and a great coach named Vince Lombardi. Now, Lombardi is the Packers because this ball club has won the Western Division title 5 of the last 7 years, and they won the National Football League crown 4 of the last 6 campaigns. When you take a look at this ball club, really, Green Bay does not have any weaknesses. The Kansas City Chiefs have the finest record in the American Football League. They won 11, dropped a pair, and tied 1. The thing that they do so well is to move that football, as they've averaged 32 points a game. That has to be the top figure in pro football today. The thing we've been impressed with is the way Kansas City wins on the road. At home, they were 4-2-1, but on the road, they won 11 straight. Now, Kansas City likes to throw the ball, led by quarterback Len Dawson, but they like to feature their running attack, like Mike Garrett, who might probably, and I think will be, the most popular football player to play on this gridiron this afternoon. Then there is Bert Cohn and fullback Kurt McClennon. The bomb threat has been talked a lot about, and Kansas City's got this. A great flanker back in Otis Taylor, Chris Burford, much like a Raymond Berry, and Freddie Urbanis, who will play today even though he's got a badly injured shoulder. He heard in the Buffalo football game 2 weeks ago. It's his left shoulder, not his blocking shoulder, and he'll be able to play and will probably start. The quarterbacks have got to be the key to today's football game. In the championship game, they've got to have a good day throwing. The Packers have the National Football League's top player in Bart Starr. The 11-year pro out of Alabama threw for 14 bombs, threw the ball away only 3 times, and good for 62%. Lenny Dawson twice has been the American Football League's Player of the Year. He completed 56% of his throws for 26 touchdowns, good for 2,527 yards. He threw the ball away only 10 times. There go the doves, about 300 of them going up. indicating one thing, Jack Grace, peace between the American Football League and the National Football League. And what a sight to see here. The fans, some 70,000 of them, watching those doves fly out of the L.A. Coliseum, and they realize they're about to see a great football game between teams that are quite similar, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers. We'll be back with the opening kickoff shortly. Get on over to your nearest Plymouth dealer. Get a real winner of a deal during Plymouth's first annual Win You Over sale today. And now the national anthem. College in Louisiana and the University of Arizona down at Tucson, and they've just performed so well. Well, in taking a look at this ball game, I thought Lamar Hunt told me something that was very, well, I think, significant to today's football game. He's the founder of the American Football League. He's a multimillionaire, a young man from the state of Texas, and he said, you know, 5 weeks ago I had a dream. And in that dream, we were playing in a Super Bowl. He said, I went to the Coliseum in that dream. Coming out on the field, I was standing in the end zone. We're the Green Bay Packers. And then I waited anxiously to see who they would be playing. And out came the white-clad Kansas City Chiefs. So a dream of the American Football League has come true. The National Football League with their great Green Bay Packers are out here. And we're all anxiously waiting for a great game. I talked to several coaches before the game about how he thought it would come out. First of all, I talked to Boston coach Mike Hollaback. He said, I think the key to the ball game is giving quarterback Lenny Dawson enough time to throw to pick out his second and third receivers. If Kansas City can do this, I think they've got a great chance. Weave Eubank, who was a great coach at Baltimore and now with the New York Jets, told me, he said, I think Kansas City's got a great chance. He said, the thing they cannot do is beat themselves. They cannot make errors. Tom Catlin, now in the National Football League, defensive backfield coach, for 6 years was with our Kansas City Chiefs, told me he thought a key factor would also be not beating yourself. He said, really, defensively, they have no errors. There's not any place you can say, this guy is soft, he can't defend, he can't cover, they have nothing like this. But you're going to find this out. The Kansas City Chiefs are so much closer than many football fans realize. And I said, where do you think Kansas City might be better? First of all, he said, they've got to have more incentive. Another thing, you've got a great bomb threat in Otis Taylor, another real good one in Mike Garrett. And don't forget the fact that you've got good size and your kicking game has been real good. Wally Lem, former St. Louis Cardinals coach for 5 years and now with the Houston Oilers, told me, I think the big difference will be Green Bay's poise and experience. They have been here before. And when the ball game is critical, let's say it's 14-7, you lose a fumble to the 13-yard line, that's when you've got to maintain your great poise. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are coming out on the gridiron. Otis Taylor's leaving the field. The big ovation you heard was that great running back, Mike Garrett, Heisman Trophy winner, who played his football here at the L.A. Coliseum for Southern California. And his running mate, Kurt McClinton, has come out now, a great blocker, and the outstanding football player in the American Football League, Lenny Dawson. So today, the Chiefs backfield will find Lenny Dawson at quarterback, McClinton at fullback, blocking for Mike Garrett, and out wide an outstanding receiver, the AFL's number one pass target, Otis Taylor. Freddie Arbanis will man the tight end, and Chris Burford will be the split end. Kansas City's got a big offensive line. Matter of fact, they weigh 18 pounds per man more than do the Green Bay Packers front four. And as far as experience is concerned, we doped this out. We found out that Green Bay's front four, headed by Willie Davis, has 29 years of pro experience. The Chiefs have 13 years. And linebacker, Kansas City's got one more year of playing time on this football team. And back deep, the Chiefs also have one more year. Wally Lem made a great statement in mid-November when he was asked the big difference between the American Football League today and what it used to be 5 years ago. He said the big difference would have to be the front four. He said they're so much bigger, they're so much more mobile, and he said one of the big guys in the league today is Buck Buchanan. Now the Green Bay Packers are coming out. Fine center is coming out, and Bill Curry. Thing about the Green Bay Packer club, they're sound as a dollar. Vince Lombardi doesn't use a lot of plays, but what they do, they execute so well. Like Cheryl Hedrick told me, the middle linebacker of the Kansas City Chiefs, the more you see Green Bay on film, the more they impress you. And up front, they've got people like Fuzzy Thurston. They've got Kramer, a great guard, a tremendous blocker. They've also got Forrest Gregg, who actually is idolized by Jerry Mays, the man he will play against today. Bob Skoroski's a great football player. The tight end spot, this Mark Fleming will be a hard man to contain. Boyd Dowler playing split end is always hard to beat. And Carroll Dale has really developed into being a great bomb threat for the Green Bay Packers. At quarterback, of course, there's Bart Starr. Jimmy Taylor's the outstanding fullback of this club. Last year, he picked up 97 yards rushing in the championship game. And a running back, of course, that's going to be Elijah Pitts, and they can see a lot of game time out of Paul Hornung. So the Kansas City Chiefs, warming up on the far sideline, they are donned in white. The Green Bay Packers, with their yellow helmets, they're wearing their green jersey today, and also their yellow trousers, warming up on the near sideline, and Vince Lombardi and his staff talking to them. You've got to be impressed with the coaching styles of these two coaches. Both men are dedicated to football. Both men are real precise when it comes to getting ready for a football game. The personality of these two men, entirely different. Vince Lombardi, a guy that is very dedicated to the game of football, doesn't smile too often, but he has tremendous respect, and probably has as great a respect as any coach in America today. Doesn't say too much to the press, but what he does say, people should listen to. Hank Stram, a very personable, enthusiastic fellow, a guy who actually enjoys his relationship with the press. He's the type of fellow who believes in winning, the type of guy that believes in getting along with his football players so they can do a better job. The referee is out there in the center of the gridiron. The captains have talked it over for Kansas City, Jerry Mays, along with John Gillum. And for the Green Bay Packers, Bob Skoroski is coming back along with Willie Davis. And as you know, the Green Bay Packers have won that toss. They will be the home football team. And Kansas City, the white jersey Kansas City Chiefs, will be the visitors. Now with every thrilling play on CBS Radio this afternoon, the voice of CBS Radio, Jack Greaves.
Thank you, Tom. The teams break from the sidelines now to move out on the field to start this historic game. The Kansas City Chiefs, champions of the American Football League, against the Green Bay Packers, champions of the National Football League. Herb Adderley and Donnie Anderson are going back to receive the opening kickoff. And teeing up the football, number 17, Fletcher Smith, will kick off for the Kansas City Chiefs. Ball is teed on the 40-yard line. Fletcher Smith moves back. Anderson and Adderley await the kickoff. Adderley just about at the 5. Anderson standing at about the 3-yard line to the right as he and Adderley form their relationship. The kick is in the air, and it's going to be Herb Adderley taking the ball on the 6-yard line up to the 15. He swings to the right, gets to the 20. His cutback takes him to the 25, and he is dropped right along the 25-yard line by Bobby Bell, number 78. Go with the ball on the 25. It'll be first and 10 for the Green Bay Packers. And so this game is underway. And all the questions are about to be answered as this fledgling American Football League moved to a par with the perennial, almost NFL champion Green Bay Packers. Bart Starr at quarterback. He's got Elijah Pitts and Jimmy Taylor as his running backs. And he gives the ball to Jim Taylor. Taylor doesn't find much of a hole in the line, but he's able to bust through. Kerry tacklers with him and takes the ball up to the 29-yard line for a pickup of 4 with E.J. Hollop, the right side linebacker, and number 58, the left tackle, Andy Rice, combining on the stop. So it'll make it 2nd down and 6 yards to go for Green Bay. This game just underway. 25 seconds indicated is left to play in the game. The ball now out at the 25, 1st and 10 for Green Bay. They lead in the ball game 35-10. And it looks like things are going to stay that way. Red Mack is coming into the game now, and he is replacing Bob Long at the flanker back, and he goes, starts out to the right side, then remembers the call and comes back over to the left. And off to Donnie Anderson. Anderson cutting inside his blockers, gets across the line up to about the 29-yard line before he's stopped by E.J. Hollop. Ball at the 29. So it'll be second down and about 6 yards to go. Clock running down to inside 10 seconds left now. And Green Bay is just going to let it work its way out. There is the gun. And there's the end of the game. We'll be back with a wrap-up in just a moment. So to the final score, Green Bay 35, Kansas City 10. Let's look back on the game for a moment with Tom Hedrick.
Here's how the scoring went, Jack. First of all, Green Bay got a 37-yard touchdown as Bart Starr threw to Max McGee. That occurred midway in the first quarter, and Chandler kicked the point after. And Kansas City came right back to tie the ball game 7-7. With 10:41 remaining in the second period, on a swing pass, Len Dawson to Kurt McClendon. Mercer kicked the point after. Green Bay then got a 14-yard sweep by fullback Jimmy Taylor. He came around the left end, capping a 73-yard drive. With 4:39 to go in the second quarter, it was 14-7. And the Chiefs, right before the intermission mark, got a 31-yard field goal by Mike Mercer. And at halftime, they were in the ballgame all the way, trailing 14-10. With only 2.5 minutes gone in the third quarter, Willie Wood intercepted a pass, ran it all the way to the Kansas City 4-yard line, and Pitts then got the football, swept around the left end for a 4-yard touchdown, and that gave Green Bay a 21-10 lead in the ballgame, and appeared to ice it up, and that occurred with 12:33 remaining in quarter number three. And again, Bart Starr picked out Max McGee on the 13-yard touchdown, and that made it 28-10 Green Bay with only 51 seconds remaining before the third quarter came to a conclusion, and that capped the 44-yard drive. Green Bay wrapped it up in the day, going downfield 80 yards in a play because Pitts took it in from the 2-yard line. That occurred with 6:35 remaining in the ballgame, and the Green Bay Packers won the first ever Super Bowl by the score of 35-10. Green Bay did a great job up front protecting their quarterback, Bart Starr. Starr today was able to complete 16 of 22 tosses, 2 for touchdowns, 1 interception. He had a great day and did a wonderful job calling signals on third down and throughout the game. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs today got their quarterback dumped 7 times, Lenny Dawson and Beathard, and that too had to be a key factor. A Super Bowl game from the Los Angeles Coliseum has been brought to you by the Plymouth Division of Chrysler Corporation, by Kent Cigarettes, by American Express Credit Card, and by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser. This is Tom Hedrick saying so long for Jack Fraze and myself from the Los Angeles Coliseum. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, this is Randy Merriman with a last-minute reminder. Monday is your final day to register in Midwest Federal's Million Gold Bond Stamp Giveaway.